2015 was a huge milestone for the RNIB Group in terms of its Talking Books service. Not only did it celebrate its 80th anniversary, but to celebrate that, the service was made completely free to anyone who wanted to subscribe with a visual impairment. We have with us Clive Gardner from RNIB.
Hi, Alan, and hi, everybody. Yes, we were very pleased with the reaction that we've had to the announcement that our CEO, Leslie Ann Alexander, made on November the 10th to make the service free. Previously, it was paid in many cases by local authorities. And of course, in this economic climate, it's become more and more difficult for local authorities to support blind and partially sighted people through an annual contribution to the overall cost that RNIB would bear. So we listened to customers, found it was increasingly difficult for them to get that funding, and then realised that reading is so important to the community that we serve that to make it free was absolutely the right thing.
Was that a difficult decision, Clive, in terms of making the service free? You obviously recognise the fact that many councils were really strapped for cash and cutting the support there, but also the financial burden on RNIB. How was that overcome?
Well, the local authority contribution was exactly that. It didn't ever cover the full cost of running not just the Talking Book service, but also the library service. And as a charity, we provide some services that pay their way and some services that are subsidised. So it was a discussion that took some time because we needed to consider every aspect. But the more that we talked to customers, the more people were saying that we would really like to use this service, and the hoops that we need to go through to discuss with local authorities are making it very difficult. So we took the brave decision internally that actually we're convinced that there are many people out there where the process is the problem and that the service is actually needed and required, because the mainstream market still does not do enough to make reading available for blind and partially sighted people.
When you think about reading, whether it's Talking Books or indeed library services as a whole, it really opens up the world to all ages. It's not just reading for leisure. You know, there's employment aspects in there, there's educational aspects as well, and it can make a huge difference to the lives of people with visual impairments.
Absolutely, Alan. I mean, reading, as you say, covers so many bases. It entertains, it stimulates, it gives pleasure, it gives escape. It's learning, it stimulates curiosity, allows blind and partially sighted people to read the same books as everybody else, which is the inclusive part of what we're trying to do. Wherever we can, RNIB wants to break down the barriers to content so that everybody can have the same choice of things to read and to listen to. Now, that means in some cases, like a library service, that we need to do a lot of work to take books from publishers and to convert those into formats, whether it's Braille and giant print or whether it's the three variants that we have now of Talking Books. So we believe that everyone can have the choice of what they want to read and listen to and how they would like to do it.
Okay, we'll talk about that choice in just a moment, Clive, but in terms of the announcement that happened in November 2015, what was the uptake like after that of people joining the service?
Well, the brilliant news is that in the 6 months or so since then, we've added more than 7,000 new joiners to the Talking Books community. So in total now, there are 31,000 people enjoying Talking Books. And the wonderful thing for that is that momentum has been built steadily by positive word of mouth, because there are choices of formats. We made more Talking Books available in the last 12 months than we've ever done before. So it was well over 1,000 new titles were added to the library. So we have 23,000 titles now. So the Daisy CD format, we still cherish and make sure that every title is available on that format, because we do still believe it's the Rolls-Royce opportunity for people who want a complex navigation system. But the more simple reading formats of USB stick or memory stick, or whether it's digital download, which we use the Overdrive platform for, the new users are showing us that these are formats that they've been asking us for a while, and finally we've been able to offer it to them.
Was that a difficult decision to make? When you think of the average RNIB member or Talking Book member, many of them are older. They may have found it a little difficult to get their head around new technology, but you know, times move on and formats move on. So was it a financial decision as well as we have to keep up with the times and deliver what people will want?
Well, let me say first of all that Talking Books over its 80 years has always changed formats from time to time and often has been ahead of the mainstream commercial market in the formats that it's used. So right at the very beginning, it used a shellac vinyl format, and R&IB in conjunction with St. Dunstan's innovated technology to get 25 minutes of audio recording on one piece of shellac disc even before the music industry had done it. The music industry at that time was only doing 4 minutes at a time. So over time, that shellac system, which of course was very difficult, 10 discs a time made a book and they were very fragile and could easily break, that moved into more of a cassette-based system. The cassette-based system had its moment, and just as the mainstream music industry, for example, changed onto CDs, then we introduced CDs almost 20 years ago now, but not just normal CDs, Daisy CDs that have this extra information, this extra markup that allow blind and partially sighted people on the right player to have the same choices of navigation for those books that need it. In recent years, the market is telling us where technology is going, and our customers are reacting to that. So the fact that it's very difficult these days to buy a Daisy player is actually because the manufacturers have stopped making them. There are still thousands of users that have a Daisy player, and what we've committed to is to make sure that every title that we make as a Talking Book is available in Daisy format for those people. So we're not at all saying that everybody has to change. But if they have a Daisy player that can no longer be repaired, then we do have alternative choices available, and that's USB and digital download. To give a little bit of context to that, as I said before, there are 31,000 people now taking Talking Books. We issue something like 25,000 Talking Books every week. Of those 31,000, 70% use Daisy CD, about 20% use USB sticks, and about 10% use digital downloads. So, you know, it's important to frame that properly, that overall people have a choice in what they do, and if people are comfortable using the technology that R&IB's provided them, as long as their player works, you know, the Daisy CD option still continues.
I probably put myself, Clive, in that 10%. I have Talking Books. I use it through Overdrive on my smart device because as someone who's blind, you know, I feel that smartphones, it's tablets, etc., open up so much if you're visually impaired. You know, then Talking Books is part of that. And the fact I can carry books around with me in my pocket, you know, if you want to go on holiday or wherever, to me, that's a personal choice. It's far better than carrying other pieces of equipment or Braille books around with me. I mean, can you see that the uptake of that growing as people become more comfortable with smart technology?
Well, I think smart technology is becoming a part of everybody's lives, regardless of R&IB. So even the elderly group that you mentioned, digital health initiatives are meaning that people are becoming comfortable and seeing smart technology around them. So I think that environment is important. The perfect thing is that we offer choices, and if people want CDs that comes through the post that plays on the player that they've already had, that's absolutely fine. We're a book producer on different formats. We're not aligned to any format in itself, whether that's digital in the accessible market for blind and partially sighted people, or whether that's digital generally. Some things work better for some people than others, and choice is the most important thing.
And that word choice, you have the choice of formats, you have a huge choice of titles, and as you say, Clive, more and more people are now joining since the service has become free. Where now? Do you just continue to try and drive up the membership?
We've averaged almost 200 people join in every week, so that's just phenomenal. And most of that is word of mouth, positive word of mouth. So it's people joining, getting reward from the service and telling their friends and colleagues. Of course, we can promote the service more. And of course, because the service is now free, we also have increased activity in fundraising to make people aware of the service that we're delivering and the value that it has to blind and partially sighted people. and that fundraising activity is activated at a community level. So we have teams of people that are going around raising money for a price of a book, and it's at a national level where you might see a TV campaign or some cards on trains or some radio advertisements, which again encourage people to support the brilliant work that the library team and the reading services offer, gives to blind and partially sighted people. On top of that, we will be developing a stronger presence on our website for reading, and we have lots of activities in the library sector with book clubs, with partnerships, with libraries that are referring people into the service. So, you know, there's many, many things happening that will only increase and continue the momentum that we've already built.
Clive, just finally then, we want more and more people, visually impaired people, to get involved in the service and enjoy that pleasure of reading, whether it's for leisure or education or just to stimulate and start discussions. You never know. So if people would like to find out more, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
The easiest way is to call the helpline, and the number for that is 0303 123 9999. If somebody is particularly interested in the digital download version, you can also sign up online directly through the RNIB shop. Whichever format you come in, you'll be sent an application form for us to learn which types of books you want, so that then we can serve you with those from our growing collection.
Clive, may the momentum continue. It's certainly gone from strength to strength. Now, the service is completely free for those who are eligible. And thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome, Alan. Thank you very much.